You love a good murder.
Well, I don't say it like that.
A good murder story.
A good murder story. I don't want people to be murdered, but once they have been murdered,
then it's fun to figure out.
I want to know all about it. Yeah.
So this lady who writes books, you write books. This lady writes books.
Okay.
But she writes romance novels.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Nancy Brophy.
Uh-huh.
So she wrote this book called How to Murder Your Husband.
Your husband. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guess what she did?
She murdered her husband.
And now she's in court. And they're trying to say if she did or did not.
She wrote an essay. It was a blog post. So she's a writer. She's a well-known writer in certain circles.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote, it was a blog post, and it was an essay on how to murder your husband.
And then she went and did it.
Yeah.
She ordered pieces of a gun.
A ghost gun, it's called.
A ghost gun, and they delivered it to her house. She put it all together, and then she went to the place where he works, shot him with bullets that couldn't be traced back to the gun. There was no cameras, no witnesses. The move was to collect on life insurance.
Yeah.
But it's only second degree. I don't know how it can only be second degree when you order the gun, you write the book.
Yeah.
How can it only be second degree?
Yeah, so first degree means premeditated murder, and this is definitely premeditated. So, you know, the thing is, if it didn't go to jury, if they decide that they were going to take a plea, then you can plead down to second degree. She didn't take a plea. The jury found her guilty of murdering her husband. So, I don't really understand why it's second degree then.
She had to plan in place. They say she had the opportunity, and she was the only person with a motive. 71 years old.
Yeah. So, do you know what a ghost gun is, by the way?
No. What is that? Order, like, piece of a barrel, then you can order a stock, then...
So, it's a big thing here in New York, the ghost guns, because that's how a lot of people end up with guns on the street. That's how a lot of criminals get their guns. And New York just had one of the biggest ghost gun takedowns in the history of ghost guns, which isn't all that long, but it's as long as they've been around. I mean, they took down literally hundreds of ghost guns and people that are tied to them. So ghost guns, you get a ghost gun kit where you basically get pieces of a gun that are untraceable, that doesn't have, because it's not a full gun, it's just pieces, there's no serial number on it. And so you buy everything separately. It's a do-it-yourself kind of gun situation.
But they can trace it back to you because they traced it back to her.
Because of our internet search. Not because of the gun. A lot of people are stupid. They go and they buy the ghost gun pieces from their own computers, and that's your IP address, and it's easy to track you. You know, she's 71, so she understands how to get a ghost gun. She doesn't understand how the internet works, apparently. But yeah, they traced it back to her pretty quickly. But he had more than $1 million in life insurance, which is interesting because I guess, you know, as a writer, I guess she wasn't doing all that well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so she murdered her husband in 2018. I don't have to say alleged anymore because she was convicted. She was.
Well, she gets the ruling on June 13th. So she's...
No, the jury found her guilty.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah, she's guilty. They're going to decide her sentence is what we're waiting for next. Her husband was a chef, and he was gunned down at the culinary school where he taught cooking classes. She did it there.
Mm. But nobody was around, no cameras.
Yeah.
And only second degree. Well, at 71, you're doing life. I mean, if you get 10
Either
years.
Either way, 10 years, you're still doing life. Well, the other thing that's weird is, so the ghost gun, after she bought it, the idea of a ghost gun, you're supposed to then disassemble it and throw the parts away. She didn't. She put them in her storage unit. That's such an old lady thing to do. You know, I got to put everything in my storage unit. I got to keep stuff. I don't understand how that happens.
No, everybody knows you take the gun and throw it over a bridge. That's what you do.
No, what you do is you bury it somewhere.
See, you know way too much about this.
Yeah, because if you throw it over a bridge, it's really easy to troll the water. It's really easy for them to have divers down there. They now have like gun finding things, you know, metal detectors that work underwater. It's very easy to find a gun thrown over a bridge and a knife.
So where do you bury it?
go into the middle of a woods where nobody goes, bury it nice and deep in there, bury it in pieces if you can. But yeah, I shouldn't be saying this, but yeah, don't.
Yeah, don't through toss some it over streams.
Don't toss it over a bridge. Yeah, turn your phone off. Leave your phone at home. So that way, when they, I'm telling you this too. So that way, when they ping your phone,
let me go.
Yeah, write this down. Take notes. Down.
Okay, leave phone at home. Go to
because when
woods.
They ping your phone, that way it seems like you're home. Get in your car. Make sure there's no GPS or get in someone else's car.
Oh yeah, if you have navigation, they can find the GPS.
Right. And then go to some woods somewhere far away, deep in the woods, and then bury that sucker.
Like even drive a state away.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Don't go through any tolls and don't stop to get gas.
Right, right. You can't, nowhere where there's any cameras. Avoid all the cameras.
Writing all this down. Okay, cameras. Avoid cameras. Got it.
Avoid cameras.